As Ernest Hemingway noted, the world breaks everyone, and afterward, many are stronger in the broken places. But my question is, why isn't everyone? To me, it comes down to the strategies that you use. There really isn't anything objectively good or bad. There isn't anything that happens to you that can't be overcome. There isn't anything that could happen to you, anything, that when you turn inward, you can't find a reason to overcome. You can't find a way to put those pieces back together. And that becomes your job. It becomes literally up to you whether you're going to sit and wallow and woe is me. Because what happened, happened. And there's no way to take it back. But how you respond, what you bring to that table, whether you meet fire with fire, whether you meet that adversity with falling apart, becoming weaker in the areas that broke, or you bind them and mend them, and it becomes like a weld that literally makes you stronger, is a choice. And it's a choice only you get to make. But as Stephen Hawking said, when you complain, nobody wants to help you. There are many things in your life that you have every reason to complain about. You have every reason to be upset by the things that have happened to you. The most sinister thing about excuses is they're valid. There's a million reasons why you should be able to give up. There's a million reasons why you shouldn't need to try. That thing that broke you, you should be allowed to just sit on the ground. And here's the thing, that's your right. You have every reason to do it. And maybe people won't even think less of you. But here's the truth. You either become weaker or stronger in the places that broke, and that's a choice of how you react moving forward. The great news is, the best thing that you could do to become stronger is love yourself. And as Kamal Ravikant said, loving yourself is a practice. People think that it's something that's gonna feel right, that it's gonna feel natural, that you're just gonna turn inward, and there it is, this spark of love and joy for yourself, inside yourself. But the truth is, that's just not the human experience. That's not the way that it works. There's gonna be a voice inside your head, and it's going to blame you. It's gonna say that it's your fault. And no matter how many times people on the outside tell you that that is not true, that this thing happened to you, that it isn't you, it doesn't define you, there will be a voice that's going to tell you that it does. And that's where you have to fall back on process. That's where you have to realize that you literally have to practice loving yourself, and that it's okay, that no matter what happened, there is absolutely nothing that invalidates that you're worthy of your own love. But you've got to practice it. You've got to be willing to do it. You've got to be willing to put in the reps. You've got to know that it's not going to feel right, but you've got to know on the other side of that is a vision of your life where you actually do love yourself because you took the time to say it. You took the time to practice it. You took the time to sit there and feel stupid and say that you love yourself. And sometimes just putting in the work is what you need to do to get strong. So put in the work.
The fact that you're still alive and still on this earth, even though it's been challenging and rough, and sometimes you get discouraged and uninspired to keep going, God has a plan. You will grow through what you go through. Everything that you're going through, at some point, it makes no sense to you right now. But at some point, God is going to reveal to you why all of these issues, challenges, and problems continue to show up and what you were supposed to learn from it. You will grow through what you go through. Because you go to sleep at night doesn't mean you're resting. Because you close your eyes at night and you are asleep physically doesn't mean that you're actually resting. And the reason that you don't rest is because while you're awake, everything and everybody that's in and around your life is so full of issues, problems, insecurities, dysfunction, negativity. Your mind is and your spirit is in turmoil. issues and problems, arguments, yelling, screaming, dysfunction. All of this shit is going on all day, every day. So when you go to sleep at night, you're not resting. A lot of people would say, I love myself. Do you really love yourself? Are the things that you're doing, the people that you're hanging out with, and the places and the circles that you're traveling in, does that reflect a person that actually loves themselves? If you love yourself, why would you fuck with those type of people? You know what they're saying about you behind your back. You know they're jealous and envious of who you are and the things that you got going on in your life and your career. You know that they don't like you. And they've made it clear. They've sent you every sign imaginable that they could possibly send you. And because you're so desperate to have people around you and in your life, you continue to go back. You continue to show up to everything they invite you to, knowing what they're saying about you. I'm not preaching separatism. I want a bunch of people to just be alone, at home, doing nothing with no friends, no family, and nothing to do. I'm saying that at this point, you are old enough and mature enough to understand the difference in good people and bad people. And when you're hanging out with negative, dark, and dysfunctional people, you cannot expect yourself to go to sleep at night and rest. You cannot expect yourself to feel good about your day when you're including negative and dysfunctional people in your day. So what you grew up with them? So what their childhood friends? So what their family? We have a responsibility to walk in the direction of peace. I want to laugh. I want to smile. I want to enjoy myself. I actually want to feel good about the people that are around me. You have that as a choice. You actually do. You don't wake up in the morning and negativity, dysfunction, problems, and issues just randomly pop up. These are the people that you have decided to include in your life. So the outcome of your day, your hour, your minute, your week, your month, and your year is always draining, always dysfunctional, and always fucking crazy. Because these are the type of people you've decided to include in your day-to-day life. I'm talking to somebody. You don't love yourself. You can't say that you love yourself when you continue to invite and include these people in your life. They're threatened, they're insecure. They have a problem with you and you don't even have a problem with them. They try and make you feel bad about being so blessed. They laugh about it, but they're throwing subliminal and very direct messages at you. They're jealous. They're envious. They're insecure. They're threatened by the idea that you're coming up. Your career and your life is advancing. God put people in your life for a reason. Others are there for a season. And it's very important that you recognize when people's seasons are over. God put people in your life for a reason. Other people are there for a season. Is the season over? Or have you decided because you're desperate, because you just need validation, you need all of this shit and people and things around you, you've decided to drag these random people into the new season of your life? You have a boat, and your boat is at its capacity. And in order for your boat to not sink and go underwater, and that could be your career, that could be your life, that can be your personal life, your relationships. Is that relationship over? Do you feel mentally, spiritually, and emotionally stimulated in that relationship? Are you just holding on to it because you got this concept of loyalty that you have overused and overabused? Well, I've learned that loyalty has an expiration date. Loyalty isn't some open-ended thing that just goes on forever. Because technically, some people just don't really make sense for your life and the new season, the mind and the space that you're in. I want you to stop playing the victim. You are not the victim. You decided that those are your friends. You decided that those are the people that you want to spend time with. You decided this is what you wanted to do with your day. When you get invited to places, doesn't mean you have to show up, especially if you know what your experience is going to be like with these people. No one wants to be alone. But why spend the rest of your life being miserable, frustrated, and insecure, and not really feeling as good as you have a responsibility to feel? Feeling good isn't just an opportunity. Feeling good is a responsibility that we all have for ourselves. I don't need a million people around me. If I don't like you, I don't fuck with you. And guess what? I actually don't care what you say about me. We have control of our minute, our hour, our day, our week, our month, and our year. Stop running around being on the receiving end of whatever people want to dump on you. You showed up. You accepted that invite. You invited these people to your house. You're in a relationship with that man. You're in a relationship with that woman. That's you. So how do you feel at the end of your night? It's always going to be based on the people that you decided to include in your day, your week, your month, your year, your minute, your hour. You got 24 hours in a day. When you go to sleep at night, how are you going to feel about your day? All depends on who you decide to include in your day. Stop running around acting as if you don't have a choice. You do have a choice. You do have a choice. You're a dysfunctional motherfucker. So you love dysfunctional people. You love rumors. You love issues. You love problems. You love people calling you with their problems. You love it. That's why at the end of every night you are drained, because you are submerged yourself in dysfunctional things, people, and situations. Stop playing the victim. Stop running around acting as if you have nothing to do with the people, things, and situations in your life. I love you. I'm tired of these grown-ass men and grown-ass women running around acting as if they don't have a choice. You have a choice. I'm a grown man. Where are the most crazy, insane thugs, gangsters, Crips, Bloods, dysfunction? Where can I find and seek trouble? Where is it? Where is it? There it is. And you decide to walk in that direction. And what the fuck do you expect the outcome to be? You're hanging out with crazy people. Do you expect the outcome of your day to be regular and okay? Where is a heartbreak? Where is someone that's going to make me feel insecure, make me feel bad about myself? Where are they? Ah, there they are. So let me walk in that direction. I love myself enough to say that I want to walk in the direction of peace, love, spiritual folks that are always evolving and trying to better themselves, seeking wisdom and knowledge and how to take better steps and better directions to do better and want better for their career, their life. They have talents. Those people that you're around is not going to help further your career. You know that. It's been revealed to you a long time ago. But because you don't want to be alone, you'd much rather hang out with a bunch of people that ain't going to do shit for you. You have a choice. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. In the land of the blind, you have people that have eyesight, but they choose to not use things that have clearly been revealed to them. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Most of the people out here are blind. They don't see what's right in front of them. And so they choose to just disown it. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. I want better for you. The question is, do you want better for yourself? Don't claim to love yourself and you're waking up every day and deciding to include these people, things, and situations in your life. That is not moving like a man or a woman who truly loves themselves. When you love yourself, you want better for yourself.